I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. There's more fallout from the WikiLeaks release, this time in Malaysia. That's where opposition political leader Anwar Ibrahim is on trial. He's accused of having sex with a male political aide. Now, that's a serious criminal charge in the conservative country. Anwar denies the charge, claiming it is politically motivated. But a leaked U.S. State Department cable suggests that Anwar may, in fact, be guilty. Jennifer Pack reports from the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur.
Dapat 2 juta terus. Ah, dengan ini saya dah hilang keyakinan kepada keadilan kata rakyat.
Anwar Ibrahim feels most at home on stage, surrounded by hundreds of his supporters. This is his first public appearance since details from the leaked U.S. diplomatic cable were published in an Australian newspaper. The cable dates back to November 2008. In it, Singaporean intelligence officials are quoted as telling their Australian counterpart that Anwar Ibrahim, quote, did indeed commit the acts for which he is currently indicted. In other words, the Singaporeans believe Anwar did commit sodomy, but they go on to suggest that Anwar was the victim of a political setup, though he probably knew it and, quote, still walked into it anyway. Anwar has long denied the allegation and has been strenuously denying what's in the leaked cable. Now he's demanding that Singaporean officials show proof of their claims.
I'm for the freedom of information, so if they have any compelling evidence to suggest, it's okay, but based on hearsay or some scurrilous attacks, it's irresponsible. So I've challenged them to adduce the evidence, and I'll face them in court.
News of the leaked document has been widely reported in Malaysia. One influential Malay newspaper carried a headline that read, Singapore Spy Agency Verifies Sodomy Act. Anwar's lawyers are considering legal action. They've warned the media against publishing the allegations, saying it could influence the ongoing trial. But that hasn't deterred Malaysia's mainstream press, which is linked to the government, no friend of Anwar's. It continues to carry not-so-subtle jabs at the opposition leader. Anwar's party strategist Tian Chua says the ruling coalition is playing with fire.
Well, they're trying to sensationalize the cable relating to Anwar, but at the same time, there were other cables which have revealed even more demeaning comment about the ruling party.
Indeed, senior Singaporean officials were also quoted in the leaked cables as saying that Malaysia's leadership is incompetent and that Prime Minister Najib Razak is an opportunist whose political fortunes continue to be plagued by a high-profile murder scandal. Malaysia's foreign ministry protested to the Singaporeans in a letter. Anifa Aman is the country's foreign minister.
The most important is that we have conveyed our feelings, our displeasure towards that kind of statements. Especially now, we have a very good relationship with Singapore between the two leaders.
Singapore responded by casting doubt on the cables, saying that some of the disparaging remarks did not match their records, and that one purported meeting didn't even take place.
Ini belum tentu ni keluar masuk. Tak apa-apa ingat dah dia.
Meanwhile, the leaks haven't swayed Anwar's supporters. Many of them continue to believe that the charge against him is politically motivated.
For me, I don't believe. To be honest, Anwar is a good our leader in Putrajaya. And our election by next year, we hope Anwar as a prime minister in Putrajaya.
Does it matter if he did commit sodomy or not?
No.
Sebab daripada dari dulu sampai sekarang kes ni tetap macam tu juga. Tak selesai-selesai.
Since the trial started, we still haven't seen any proof that he did it. That's why we don't care. Only God knows if he did something wrong. It's between him and God.
The sodomy trial has dragged on for months. Anwar's lawyers are still fighting to gain access to key documents, which has slowed the process. It's a political gamble. Anwar may want a fair hearing in court, but it takes his focus away from the election, which is widely expected to be called as early as next year.
Reformasi!
For The World, I'm Jennifer Pack in Kuala Lumpur.